If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the A to Z English Podcast. My name is Jack, and I'm here with my co-host, Sochal. And for those of you that listen to our podcast regularly, you might know that Sochal is both a U.S. citizen and a Mexican citizen. And she has an extensive knowledge of Oaxaca, which is is it a province or state? How do they refer to it?
It's a state.
It's a state.
Yeah, it's
okay.
A state. Mm-hmm.
Sochal is also a journalist as well. She wears many hats: podcaster, journalist, translator. And you wrote an article for. I'm looking at the article website is Oaxaca Travel Tips. Is that the website?
Yes, that's the website.
Okay. And I'll put a link to your article in our description. So those listeners out there, if you guys want to read about the state of Oaxaca in Mexico. There's really interesting information in Sochal's article. And I don't know, I guess let's talk about the article a little bit, because it seems like a lot of it is based around markets, like outside markets, different kinds of markets. Am I right about that? It just seems like a very much like a market society, like a
yes,
market culture.
Yeah. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and,
well,
yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry. No, you go.
I was just going to say that in Mexico, most people do their daily shopping at a market, and we have these indoor market structures that are open just the same as a regular store. They vary, but they could be open as early as 5 a.m. and they usually close earlier in the day, sometimes around 7 or 8 p.m. And in the market, you can find all the typical things you would like need from a regular store. Like, you can get snacks, produce, meat, dairy, and local spices and ingredients. And you can also get clothing, especially local traditional clothing, house decorations like handwoven baskets. There's a lot of things. We call them artesanías in Espanol, which is just like handmade artwork, basically, like traditional art.
I love that stuff. It's just everything's unique. Like, there's no copy of a, you know what I mean? It's not some like computer program machine that made it. You know, it's like there's no two are alike. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think that's really cool. It's like you get an exclusive piece. And
Yeah.
being Mexico, a lot of the stuff is pretty affordable, I would say, especially for something that's unique and exclusive. That you won't see again, at least not in the same color, the same pattern, or the same design. So a lot of that stuff is really interesting.
Yeah, I think what's interesting that you know about like Mexican culture, which I think is similar to like a little bit similar to Thai culture, is like you don't go to the grocery store and buy like a month's worth of food. You know what I mean? Like, I'm gonna buy 3 dozen chicken legs and 5 kilos of like pork or whatever, and just store it all in my refrigerator and then never go shopping. It's like, why do we do that? I don't really quite understand American culture necessarily, like the big box shopping, when you could just go like walk out your door and go to a market and just get nice fresh stuff. Let them do this, let them, store it for you. Like, why do we take on that responsibility? Isn't it strange?
It is really strange. I think the death of corner store culture in America really comes from the fact that, one, we have really sizable houses. Even a small house in America is usually a lot, like, not necessarily bigger than in Mexico, but we just do have a lot of storage space. We have like refrigerators. There's like consistent refrigeration, consistent electricity. So then we also have super busy, active lives. Like, not saying that Mexicans or people in Thailand or whatever don't have super busy, active lives, but usually I think it was still a lot. Like, there's a housewife that has a little bit of time to go out and do some shopping, and so it's more convenient for her to be able to make things fresh every day. And then when we've moved to this kind of culture where both the men and women work full time, at least 40 hours a week, a lot of people work two jobs. I think it just becomes way more convenient to stockpile a bunch of stuff in your refrigerator and your freezer and just cook from there, than it is to go to a market and like haggle with people. And we're just a very isolated society. Like, we don't really walk anywhere. Everywhere requires a car. We're very like isolated. We don't have those like relationships with local vendors. We just like go to a grocery store and everything is prim and polished, and you don't really interact with people. Like, we have self-checkout now, and
Yeah, we're getting even more isolated and
yeah. And for the sake of
atomized.
convenience, like, as well within American culture, like, we even are having, like, just like in Korea, it's that way too. Like, it's just easier to get like groceries or meal kits like shipped to your door than it is for you to go out and choose what you're gonna buy at the grocery store and what you're gonna cook that week. It's like we don't even have the emotional energy to expend on deciding what we're gonna cook that week or deciding what we're gonna cook that day. And so I think that's like part of it for American culture. It's kind of become very the opposite of Mexican culture, which I think a lot of our listeners, like whether you're from China or whether you're an older person from Korea or an older person from Japan or maybe like the Middle East or wherever you might be from, market culture existed in a lot of these different countries and cultures for a really long time. And I think they can relate to that, like, sense of belonging, of having people that you see every day, of like getting fresh produce. Like, it's more cheerful and alive, and there's a sense of community, and you have those like connections, even if they're micro connections. Like, you don't have to be best friends with the fish lady at the market, but you see her every day and you greet her and you like get to know her over time. And I think that's a big reason that these other cultures, you know, some of them have improved mental health in those aspects for sure.
Yes, they value these things, and we don't value them at all. Because there's no place in capitalism to value that a smile. You know what I mean? It's like
Right.
a smile is worth nothing in capitalism, but it's worth a
Yes.
lot in mental health and like mental well-being. You know, so
Yeah.
that's a great. You're right. We've made it so convenient in America that you can go and do everything without having to see any a single person. Or interact with anybody, you know, like that's like as if that's good for us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, hey, I
And we
made it through the whole
almost
day. I didn't have to talk to anybody. It's like we're social creatures, you know, like that's not good for you. You don't want to isolate yourself.
Yeah, and people actually celebrate that in America. Like, oh, I didn't have to talk to anyone. I didn't have to see anyone today. Like, I got to do everything from my home. And I see that in other kind of like quote unquote first world nations. I don't really like using that terminology, but I think we know what I mean. Like, a lot of those nations where things are more developed and things have become really convenient and technology based, people have secluded themselves a lot, and our mental health is suffering because, again, like you said, Jack, we're social creatures. We depend on these social connections, even micro connections and conversation.
Yes, I totally, and I don't think you can get it from social media. I don't think social media, I think social media is like a very diminished version of it. You know what I mean? Like it's not,
Yeah, it's like junk
it's
food.
like junk food, right?
Yeah, like junk food and like having a real micro connections in a community that's like a real hearty meal. And social media is just like potato chips. Like, you could live off potato chips, but probably not very long, and you're gonna have health issues. And that's kind of what we're seeing with our mental health, which has become stinted.
Well,
But
this
yeah,
is
if,
Yeah.
oh,
Oh,
sorry.
sorry. I wanted to add one more thing because I think this is like really important. And I could tell like we need to go back to like our kind of like ancestors a little bit, you know, like or look to cultures that like still value these things and like ask ourselves as like Americans, like why don't we value this? And instead of like the next thing, which is like injecting some sort of neuro, whatever transmitter drug into your brain so that you can feel connected to people, how about just have the real thing? Like, why not just get back to like some kind of, more communal living? I don't know. I just feel like there's, I feel like those, like tech people, those guys that like have helped kind of, pulled us apart through like inventions of so the invention of social media and those platforms. I feel like even some of those people are like end up being kind of hippie back to like, they travel the world and they go to markets and they, like Marrakesh or something, or you know what I mean? Like that's where they end up going back to is like, oh wait, you're right. This is the original source is better than this other thing that we created. So I don't know. I really appreciated your article because I think it really like that's the main takeaway was for me was like just how market-based it is and how much like we get from that aside from just like buying products and selling things. Like there's some value there. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's really beautiful, and I definitely recommend listeners, if you guys are looking for a place to take a vacation, Oaxaca. I'm told by people all the time that it won like best place to travel in Leisure and Travel magazine 2 years in a row, and I don't put a
Nice.
lot of weight behind that, obviously, but I think that it kind of points to the fact that it is unique. It is a lot of traditional culture, traditional indigenous culture is conserved, a lot of community is conserved, and it just gives you a chance to step into kind of another world and enjoy like a slow pace of living in a way. There's chaos and everything, like markets are, but your life just seems more relaxed and you let go of some of the stressors that we have now in the modern day. Yeah, so listeners, if you're interested, make sure to check out the article, please, and keep an eye out on that webpage. I've been commissioned to do some other articles, and you should see them posted. And yeah, I appreciate Jack giving me a chance to talk about this. And make
That's
sure to
awesome.
listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Red Circle, and everywhere else you usually get your podcasts. Send us an email at A to Z English Podcast at gmail.com. And leave us a comment down below if you so wish. Connect with us on WeChat, and we'll see you guys next time. Bye bye.
Bye-bye.